This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has embarked on a two-day visit to Kuwait this morning. He's visiting Kuwait on invitation of Sheikh Mishal Al Ahmad Al Jaber Al Sabah, the Emir of the state of Kuwait. This is the first visit of an Indian Prime Minister to Kuwait in 43 years. In his departure statement, the Prime Minister said that India deeply values the historical connection with Kuwait that has been nurtured over generations. He added that both nations are not just strong trade and energy partners, but also have shared interest in peace, security, stability, and prosperity in the West Asia region. Mr. Modi said that he looks forward to his meetings with the Crown Prince of Kuwait. It would be an opportunity to chalk out a roadmap for a futuristic partnership for the benefit of our people and the region. The Prime Minister said that he is eagerly looking forward to meeting the Indian diaspora in Kuwait, who have immensely contributed to strengthening the bonds of friendship between the two nations. Prime Minister Modi has expressed gratitude to the leadership of Kuwait for the special gesture of inviting him to the inauguration ceremony of the Arabian Gulf Cup, a premier sporting event in the Gulf region. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the Run Utsav is being organized at Dhordo in Kutch, Gujarat. In a social media post, the Prime Minister emphasized that this festival is a symbol of the tradition, culture and heritage of Kutch, which captivates everyone. The Prime Minister urged people to definitely visit Run Utsav once in a lifetime with family. Union Home Minister Amit Shah chairs the 72nd plenary meeting of the Northeast Council at Agartala in Tripura today. The NEC meeting began yesterday with the opening of a pre-plenary technical session. Upon arriving in Agartala last evening, Mr. Jyotiraditya Sindhya told reporters that the NEC meeting will lay a foundation stone for the rapid growth of the Northeast region. He emphasized that in the near future, the region will experience fast-paced development, a vision set by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman to chair the 55th GST Council meeting at Jaisalmer in Rajasthan today. The discussions at the meeting will focus on key issues related to goods and services tax. The GST Council is expected to deliberate taxability issues concerning food delivery services and health insurance, as well as potential changes to GST slabs and rate rationalization. The Delhi police has transferred the case against Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for alleged assault and incitement and injuring two BJP MPs during a protest in the Parliament House to its crime branch for further investigation. An FIR was registered against the Congress leader on BJP's complaint. BJP MPs Anurag Singh Thakur, along with fellow MPs Masuri Swaraj and Himang Joshi, had lodged a complaint against Mr. Gandhi at the Parliament Street Police Station on Thursday. The death toll in the Jaipur gas tanker accident has risen to 14, while 27 injured persons are being treated at the SMS hospital, out of which some are critical. Superintendent of the SMS hospital, Dr. Sushil Bhati, said that the six injured are currently on ventilators. District Collector of Jaipur, Jitendra Kumar Soni, has formed a joint investigation committee to investigate the incident. First ever World Meditation Day is being observed today, marking a global initiative to promote well-being, peace and mindfulness across nations. The day highlights the universal potential of the practice of meditation to address contemporary global challenges, including stress, violence, and societal discord. Recently, the United Nations General Assembly unanimously adopted a resolution co-sponsored by India to designate the 21st of December as World Meditation Day. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast severe cold wave conditions over Jammu Kashmir and Himachal Pradesh during the next 5 days. The IMD said that these conditions will also prevail over Punjab and Rajasthan till Monday. The weather agency has forecast dense fog conditions during late night and early morning hours in isolated pockets of Himachal Pradesh, East Rajasthan and Jharkhand till tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.